And we now have a complete route. We now can get from the Canadian border to the grid, the New England grid, that we connect to at Deerfield, New Hampshire. We now have a complete path that we can do that under existing law, under existing rules.
I'm looking at a blue line that moves the route further east than the original 2010-2011 proposal. But that blue line follows all of the land purchases that Northern Pass, or actually Renewable Properties, has been making on behalf of Northern Pass for the past year and a half.
And in a reversal of positions, project organizers now say at least 8 miles of the lines will be buried underground.
Nice to see that the Northern Pass folks have finally discovered the shovel.
Calling it a baby step in the right direction, Jack Savage of the Forest Protection Society says given the amount of money the utilities stand to make from this project, more of the lines should be buried.
It can be done. It's a matter of having the willingness to sit down and look at it and do it, and that's what we hope that they will continue to do.
Governor Hassan says she's pleased that project organizers are listening to affected residents, but is far from sold.
I still have a lot of questions. What about the White Mountain National Forest? What's the impact of the project on that? What's the impact on our economy, on our communities, on our scenic views?
Well, it's been a very busy day yesterday for me here on Bulldog Live. And as you know, at 11 o'clock, we were covering for you the details the second that they were released by the Northern Pass Project folks in announcing their new proposed route that they hope to amend their presidential permit application for the international border crossing. And then that begins the review process by the U.S. Department of Energy all over again, which would include more public scoping comment meetings. And then they hope to get it before the Site Evaluation Committee in 2013 for their final review and possible approval. We'll tell you all about it right here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse at 1-866-823-1077. So I spent all afternoon and last night talking with people and reviewing documents and looking at stuff that was said, was not said, trying to get answers to questions about this new proposed route. And basically the big news here for the proposed Northern Pass project would be the big route difference in the North Country, you know, in particularly in Coos County, everything north of Groveton and actually further east of that as well, where they plan on putting the line. Now, very interesting. One of the big headlines that has been made all over the region that, you know, unfortunately, the headline doesn't really say a whole lot because it doesn't ask any deeper questions than what I've been asking. And that is this new route proposes to underground portions of it. Well, here's something that's very interesting. And this is a question that I'm trying to ask of a number of departments, agencies, and even of Northern Pass itself. And the only truthful answers that I seem to have gotten so far, and I did miss a call back from Bill Boynton at New Hampshire Department of Transportation as it relates to state roads, and we'll get to that. I'll get more information from him on that, as well as a right-to-know request that I filed this morning. And that is, has anybody from Northern Pass talked with the folks at the state DOT or the Stewartstown Select Board about using these roads to bury the lines as they are proposing to do? Well, in very short answer, the question that I asked about the Stewartstown town roads, and I'll have to ask this question of Clarksville as well, and I think I already know what the answer is, but I got to get the sacrament of confirmation. But in my conversation with the town clerk in Stewartstown, who keeps all the records of the selectmen meetings, and I asked her, has Northern Pass had any discussions with the select board about using town roads to bury the lines? The answer was simply no. And I said, thank you very much and have yourself a good day. Probably the shortest phone call that she had all day long. So we know that much. I've also heard from a landowner, and I'm not going to mention this guy's name because he requested anonymity, so I have to honor that, and I'm, you know, good at honoring that kind of stuff. But he owns property along the existing right-of-way that Northern Pass hopes to hook up on, and with this new route announcement yesterday. And he said that he received a voicemail message the night before yesterday's announcement. That would be on Tuesday night. I'm sorry, on Wednesday night, saying, we'd like to talk to you about the land you own on our right-of-way. And the next morning came out this new route announcement. So I've got two confirmed instances that Northern Pass did not consult with landowners and entities before unveiling this new route. So that raises a lot of further questions about, gee, who did they talk to and who did they have the support of? Because here's something you didn't learn. This is something you didn't hear yesterday. They've been saying for 2 years that they're going to work on a route that has the support of landowners. Okay? You've heard that phrase over and over and over again. Yesterday's route shows everything but that. And the one thing you didn't hear them say yesterday was that they have the support of landowners. It was nothing in here. In fact, some of the land that Northern Pass paid millions and millions of dollars for, they're not even touching with their proposed route. Very interesting. Senator Jeff Woodburn is joining us now. He is the state senator from the North Country, District 1, which includes most of Coos County, and he's joining us here on Bulldog Live to give his reaction to yesterday's route announcement. Senator Woodburn, welcome to the program.
Well, it's great to be with you, Bulldog, and thank you for your work and your investigative reporting. I learned a lot more listening to you in the last few minutes than reading Northern Pass's fact sheet. And, you know, Northern Pass has been digging a hole for themselves for quite a long time, and the words from the north are keep digging.
Yeah, keep digging. In other words, bury the darn thing, right?
Bury it. You know, and it's, you know, we have to give them credit. You know, sometimes a kick in the pants leads in the step in the right direction. And they have decided not to bust the easement on one of the beautiful and important spots of the North Country, the upper Connecticut headwaters.
Mm-hmm.
And they have acknowledged that burial is possible. But, you know, they're very gradually understanding that issue. And, you know, we're looking for a major commitment, new technology, not old technology. So, you know, we're pleased to have some movement, but we've got a long ways to go.
Well, Senator Woodburn, because one of the things that we, as I mentioned here a long time ago, they're using century-old technology through most of this project proposal, meaning overhead lines, rather than the underground lines that all the states around us are using. Even in Connecticut, they're burying transmission lines there.
Yeah, you know, you hit the nail on the head, and you know, we don't deserve anything less than those other places. Because the North is economically struggling, I think they had thought that they could, one, get the land cheap, which they quickly learned that they couldn't, and two, that we would settle for scarring our landscape. And really, no local benefit, no local input, and the SEC process needs to be, if we learned anything yesterday, what I'm hearing is that they don't need to talk to the towns, as you mentioned, they do not need to, and they don't, because all they need to do is to go to the SEC. And you know, that, I understand you can't have absolute local control on these power projects, but you certainly need to have a local input. They should not be in the dark, and they should not have no local benefit if they are going to run this through.
Yeah, and in fact, that leads me to a question and actually a concern that I think may be worth looking into, and it kind of ties in with SB 99, which you were a co-sponsor of, that was signed by Governor Hassan just a couple days ago, in looking at the site evaluation review process. And I just got off the phone prior to the show with a selectman in one of the affected communities, and I said, look, here's an issue that you need to start looking at pretty soon, and my concern is that with the Site Evaluation Committee, which typically has power to preempt the local planning and zoning laws, that's bad enough. They're the exclusive siting authority for the state. But now we have this proposal to go down town routes, town roads, that we don't know who really owns the land under those roads. That's a whole nother set of discussions to be had. One town, Stratford, has just found that out recently, that they didn't really own all the roads that they thought they owned. But here's the thing, Senator Woodburn. We talk about eminent domain a lot. And we haven't talked much in the last year or so because of the legislation that was passed and signed by the previous legislature. But here's my concern. All our eminent domain laws talk about private property, nothing about public property, town-owned property. So looking at the Site Evaluation Committee review process, in that they could say, yeah, we agree, put it on that road, and then the town has no input on that, or they have no authority to say, wait a minute, we own that road, leave us alone here.
Right.
No. They could get steamrolled on this, and I don't think that's fair.
You're right. And you know, we have to keep reminding ourselves in these meetings we had yesterday on this issue, is that private property rights do matter. And they matter for people who have sold and Northern Pass has bought
mm-hmm.
that land. They have a right to do what they want to some degree, to a large degree, without having to worry about government. And but, the big but is, when they cross public land or someone else's land, that's where we have the issue. So, you know, I think you make an important distinction between private land, land that they own, land that other people own, and they are invading their rights, and then public land, which you know, and right now they can't do this project without, using public land. And that, I don't want the misunderstanding to be as, oh, Northern Pass has moved so far that they've compromised. They solved a little problem. There remains a much bigger problem getting through the national park. We just today did the 75th anniversary of Cannon Mountain,
mm-hmm.
A great, important spot for our history and our culture in the North Country, the entire state. But these are all places that there's no protection. We have processes, but the public needs to be protected by public officials and not private companies who are getting very close to possibly, we need to take the word public out of the name public service, and maybe we need to take the name service out too. You know, that can't be lost in this process. It's not a compromise. It's a good, minor step in the right direction.
Yeah, Senator Jeff Woodburn joining us here. He's from Dalton and represents Coos County Senate District 1. And, Senator, in looking at this, too, where they want to join, where they want to do the route, which basically would come in from Millsfield and Dummer and over through Stark and to Groveton on that what is an existing right-of-way. Part of that, according to a map that I was looking at provided by Northern Pass, goes through the White Mountain National Forest through there, too.
Yeah. And, you know, and their notion is, on their press releases and whatnot, is that this affects less people. You know, a few weeks ago, in the town of Stark, which will be dramatically affected by this new route, had a graduation. And this year, they only had one graduate in their class. And they debated, should we still do it? And the answer was, yes, of course you do it. You do it if it's one person, or you do it if it's 100 people. You don't treat people differently. Their individual rights, their individual personalities and character and history matters as much as 100 people. And you know, there's that lack of understanding of rural culture and values. I had wished they would come to the town hall in Stark or anywhere in the North Country and talk about this resolution. No, they did it behind closed doors. Were you there, Brian, or would they let you in?
I knew nothing about it.
Oh, my word. You know, and that's been the process. And I've advised them from the beginning, get out the yellow pad, sit in the town hall, take notes, don't talk, just listen. And that you can go a long way by doing that. But that style, that arrogant style, does not play well in the North Country. And, you know, this is an area that, you know, in the 70s, was saying, hey, we'll take that nuclear power plant. We take prisons. I mean, we need economic development. We're hungry for it. So we're not environmentalists that sort of say, don't do it in my backyard. We take a lot of things that folks in southern New Hampshire don't want to take, and we live with it. We make it work. But this approach, as well as the reality of the scar that it would create, leaves nothing for the North Country to embrace. And I think we're very reasonable people when it comes to these things.
Well, and Senator Whitburn, I'll tell you, the a lot of the people that I've talked with up and down through the whole state, including in your district there, they say, okay, you want to bury it? Fine, go ahead. Bury it along the state-owned rights-of-way. And there's been all kinds of studies on that already, that it is indeed feasible.
Well, clearly they know because they're going to do 8 miles of it. And it's not a new technology. So clearly they have some knowledge. And they have moved towards some burial, and it needs to be more.
Absolutely. Now, Senator Whitburn, in just the minute or so that we have remaining here, SB 99, signed by the governor, you were a co-sponsor of it, and that involves reviewing the Site Evaluation Committee review process. That's a study that needs to be out by October 15th, I believe. What's your reaction to what we're seeing so far?
Well, first, I want to say that Senator Forrester has done a great job on this issue, and I'm honored to sit next to her. And this is really her heavy lifting and her charm and grace to be able to, take not just the defeat of our moratorium, but then to transfer it into something positive. I think we can do it. I have confidence in the people that are studying this. And there's some change. We know there's changes. This is a fax machine technology in a world and an energy policy that is ever changing. And, but the movement of the last few months, with Shaheen, former Senator Gregg, Governor Hassan, really the body politics in New Hampshire has said that you will not violate that easement that was set to protect this land in the North Country. And they finally turned on this. So they're in an act of retreat and desperation. And, we hope that they will come to the table with a realistic plan. I think the SEC process will also force some of that to say, hey, we're not going to have a process that you can just bulldoze through. So I think we can do it. I think we can, I'm sure they can move at any pace that we won't be able to have the process changed, but I think it illustrates once again that the public sector, the government sector, the grassroots level just don't support this project. And I've always been told, I don't understand, but they said this: if the public officials say no, that's how we're going to kill this project. We are going to beat them out in the roads and the highways and the byways and the villages, and we're going to organize people. And that's the strategy. And if that's the winning strategy, then we're winning.
All right. Very good. Senator Jeff Whitburn,
thank you for all you do.
Thank you very much for your work as well. I appreciate you joining us today.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.